Well, it is Thursday, and that means it's time for your letters. And with me now, just back from the mailbox, is News and Notes editor Corey Turner. Hey, Corey.
Hey, Cheryl. Welcome back to News and Notes. It's great to see you again.
Thank you. Likewise. Well, I am just filling in for Farai today and tomorrow, but it is always a pleasure, and looks like you've got a lot of mail there.
I wouldn't have it any other way, Cheryl. So let's get to it. I'm going to kick things off with a letter about a criminal justice segment we ran not long ago. The story revolved around a report by a group called the Sentencing Project that suggested black Americans land in prison at 6 times the rate of white Americans. First, we spoke with Ryan King, who helped write the study, then with Richard Samp, chief legal counsel for the Washington Legal Foundation. He had this to say.
Many of these studies focus on racial disparity in the number of people in prison, and frankly, the racial issue is a red herring.
In response to that, Cy Jackson of Atlanta writes, I thought it was extremely disingenuous to interview Richard Samp of the Washington Legal Foundation. It's the rough equivalent of interviewing Rachel Ray as a foreign policy expert. A review of the organization's website shows that they are pro-business, pro-capital, and anti-government regulation with no history of social activism. I would hope that in the future the show would take greater care to properly screen their guest experts.
And I can assure you, Cy, that we screen every voice that hits our air. What I can't promise is that you'll like what they have to say. Mr. Samp is just one of many attorneys and legal experts who believe that race plays no role in determining who ends up in our prison system and for how long. To have hosted this conversation without his point of view would have been a disservice to you.
Okay, well, what else do you have, Corey?
Last week, our bloggers' roundtable talked about embattled Falcons quarterback Michael Vick. One of our guests, Jasmine Kanick, had this to say.
His supporters were black. You know, the PETA folks were white. It's definitely becoming a race issue. And I just think there are more important things like R. Kelly. Like if black folks...
Oh, we're going to get to R. Kelly in a
second. If we can get so upset about like this and want to come out and defend this man, I mean, what is the issue with some of the other issues that don't deal with dogs but human beings?
In response, Julia Tracerder writes, the dismissal that dogs are less important than humans and thus are not due equal consideration shows the ignorance and mind-boggling insensitivity of your guests. Given the history in this country of trivializing crimes against blacks by white perpetrators based on racist views, I was shocked that your guest would exhibit the same illogic and bias in trivializing crimes against animals. Well, Julia, you're not the only listener who took Jasmine to task for her remarks. I'm just filling in for Farai, but I can say that News and Notes, particularly our bloggers' roundtable, is about the free flow of ideas, and sometimes those ideas will get a little controversial. But that's a sign of a healthy dialogue, so we promise to keep talking if you promise to keep writing. Well, it looks like you've got one more note, Corey.
I sure do, and it comes from listener Amy Grebe of Montclair, New Jersey. She writes, as an avid NPR listener and a typical white female, I want to tell you that you put together the most insightful current news program on radio. You resist diatribe and engage in discussion, not to mention the nuance of difference your largely black speakers bring to topics that quickly get the same and therefore stale treatment on most of the other such programs. So refreshing, don't go away. Well, we won't if you won't, Amy. And that goes for all of you out there.
Well, that's all we've got time for today, but please keep your letters coming. And if you want to drop Farai and the rest of the crew a note, just log on to npr.org and click Contact Us. It really helps if you say where you're writing from and how to pronounce your name.
You can also leave us a voicemail at 202-408-1271. That's 202-408-1271.
And don't forget about our News and Views blog, nprnewsandviews.org.
And while you're checking out our blog, be sure to sign up for our daily e-newsletter.
Well, thank you much, Corey.
Thank you, Cheryl.